Biden, on Thursday, hosted the relatives of those involved in the Brown v. Board case at the White House. He said his administration is taking steps to continue the promise of the historic ruling.
We're a living reminder that once upon a time wasn't that long ago, and all the progress we've made is still have more to do. We learn better when we learn together. That's why my administration is increasing funding for schools to bring together students from different backgrounds. My Department of Education is investing $300 million, including another $20 million announced today to support diversity in our schools. My Department of Education provided an additional almost $500 million, $450 million, to ensure teachers in our school reflect the diversity in our country. We're just getting started.
Biden also said his administration is increasing funding for historically Black colleges and universities, tribal colleges, and other institutions that serve historically disadvantaged groups. He said that vision contrasts sharply with his likely opponent in the November election, Donald Trump.
My predecessor and his MAGA Republican allies, backed by an extreme Supreme Court, gutted affirmative action in college admissions. My predecessor and his extreme MAGA friends are now going after diversity, equity, and inclusion all across America. They want a country for some, not for all.
The Brown v. Board commemoration was part of a series of events the president is attending which focuses on bolstering the Black vote ahead of this year's election. A recent New York Times Siena College poll showed that former President Trump is polling at about 20% among Black voters. Biden says a second Trump administration would close the doors of opportunity that the Brown decision opened.
That's why the Brown decision to commemorate today is so important. The work of building democracy is a possibility of a democracy worthy of our dreams starts with opening the doors of opportunity for everyone without exception.
On Sunday, President Biden is scheduled to deliver the commencement address at Atlanta's Morehouse College, the alma mater of Martin Luther King Jr. Some Morehouse students and faculty members pressed the university's administration to withdraw the invitation due to President Biden's response to the Israel-Hamas war. However, the speech will go ahead as planned as Biden attempts to win back support from young Black voters. For KPFA News, I'm Chloe Behrens.